Don't know where to find him. All right. It's something bad? You got that look. Yeah. It can get worse than it already is. You're going to hear all about it in just a little bit. In 5 minutes, I got up in front of 60 men and told my tale, marveling as I did that a band so frail and few could be so feared. More, I marveled that there were so many of us when, hardly more than 2 years ago, there were just 7 of us pretending to be the Black Company. You guys want to keep it down until I'm done? The news had them excited, in a grim way. Listen up. That is the word. They're making human sacrifices and eating the corpses. But that ain't the whole story. Ever since they joined us at Gaea's Lee, they've been hinting and even saying right out that us northern guys are heretics. That means they think the whole company used to do things their way. That started everybody talking and yelling. I pounded a mason's hammer on a block of wood. Shut up, you morons! It ain't the way the company ever was. The NAR never kept any annals. They would know that if they had. But they can't even read. I couldn't be absolutely sure that human sacrifice was never a company right. We were missing several early volumes of the annals, and I now suspected strongly that our earliest 4 brethren did follow a dark and hungry god, with breath so foul and cruel that even oral histories were enough to keep the native people terrified. Most of the guys didn't care about the implications. They were just angry because the NAR were going to make life harder for them. I told them, this is one more thing to make trouble between us and them. I want you all to realize that we might have to fight them before we get out of here. Tonight I'm bringing back some traditional business that we have let slide since Croker got to be captain. We are going to have regular readings from the annals, so you all know what you've become part of. This first reading is from the Book of Ket. This part probably set down by the analyst Agrip when the company was in service to the pain god of Chon D'Lor. Our 4 brethren endured a long and bitter siege then, though there had been a lot more of them to suffer. Additionally, I planned readings from books Croker recorded on the Plain of Fear, when the company lived underground for so long. I dismissed the men to supper. One Eye. No more groaning when I announce a reading, all right? These guys didn't live through that stuff. Chon D'Lor was way before my time, too. Then you need to hear about it. Kid, I've been hearing about it for 200 years. Every damned analyst that ever was swallowed in the horrors of Chon D'Lor. I wish I could get my hands on those guys who did the Book of Ket. You know Ket